The animals gave it a sympathetic audience. "What's up, duck?" said the rabbit.
"The duck says," translated Gaspode, "that it's like a migratory thing. Just the same feeling as a migration, he says."
"Yeah? I didn't have far to come," the rabbit volunteered. "We lived on the dunes anyway." It sighed. "For 3 happy years and 4 miserable days," it added. A thought struck Victor.
"So you'd know about the old man on the beach," he said.
"Oh, him, yeah, him. He was always coming up here."
"What sort of person was he?" said Victor.
"Listen, Buster, up to 4 days ago I had a vocabulary consisting of 2 verbs and 1 noun. What do you think I thought he was? All I know is he didn't bother us. We probably thought he was a rock on legs or something."
Victor thought about the book in his pocket, chanting and lighting fires. What sort of person did that?
"I don't know what's going on," he said. "I'd like to find out. Look, haven't you got names? I feel awkward talking to people without names."
"Only me," said Gaspode. "Being a dog, I'm named after the famous Gaspode, you know."
"A kid called me Puss once," said the cat doubtfully.
"I thought you had names in your own language," said Victor. "You know, like Mighty Paws or Speedy Hunter or something."
He smiled encouragingly. The others gave him a long, blank stare.
"He reads books," explained Gaspode. "See, the thing is," he added, scratching himself vigorously, "animals don't normally bother with names. I mean, we know who we are."
"Mind you, I like Speedy Hunter," said the mouse.
"I was thinking that's more a cat's name," said Victor, starting to sweat. "Mice have friendly little names, like Squeak."
"Squeak," said the mouse coldly.
The rabbit grinned.
And I always thought rabbits were called Flopsy or Mr. Thumpy," Victor gabbled.
The rabbit stopped grinning and twitched its ears.
Now, look, pal," it began. "You know," said Gaspode cheerfully in an attempt to revive the conversation, "I heard there's this legend where the first 2 people in the world named all the animals. Makes you think, don't it?"
Victor pulled out the book to cover his embarrassment. Chanting and lighting fires 3 times a day.
"This old man," he began.
"What's so important about him?" said the rabbit. "He just used to come up on the hill and make noises a couple of times every day. You could set your...
It hesitated.
"It was always the same times, many times a day."
3 times, 3 performances, like a sort of theatre," said Victor, running his finger down the page.
"We can't count up to 3, said the rabbit sourly. "It goes 1, many, many times."
He glared at Victor.
"Mr. Thumpy," it said in withering tones.
"And people from other places brought him fish," said Victor. "There's no one else living near here. They must have come from miles away. People sailed miles just to bring him fish. It's as though he didn't want to eat fish out of the bay here. And it's teeming with them. When I went swimming, I saw lobsters you wouldn't believe."
"And what did you name them?" said Mr. Thumpy, who wasn't the kind of rabbit that forgot a grudge. "Mr. Snappy?"
"Yeah, I want this cleared up right now," squeaked the mouse. "Back home, I was top mouse. I could lick any other mouse in the house. I want a proper name, kid. Anyone calls me Squeaky Boots," he looked up at Victor, "is asking for a head shaped like a frying pan. Do I make myself clear?"
The duck quacked at length.
"Hold it," said Gaspode. "The thing is, the duck says," said Gaspode, "that all this is part of the same thing. Humans and trolls and everything's coming here. Animals suddenly talking. The duck says he thinks it's caused by something here."
"How does a duck know that?" said Victor.
"Look, friend," said the rabbit, "when you can fly all the way across the sea and even end up finding the same bloody continent, you can start bad-mouthing ducks,
"Oh," said Victor, "you mean mysterious animal senses, yes?"
They glared at him.
"Anyway, it's got to stop," said Gaspode. "All this cogitating and talking is all right for you humans. You're used to it. Thing is, see, someone's got to find out what's causing all this."
They carried on glaring at him.
"Well," he said vaguely, "maybe the book can help."